Bruce, I believe you're next on the stack.
Am I at on the stack?
Yeah, you're after Bruce, Maya.
Okay.
Go ahead, Bruce.
Yeah, I mean, I have a general comment, and this issue comes up again and again and again. You know, what's on the grid? I don't think it's too much to ask for the station to put up, here's what's up with your show, just some kind of, I mean, it could be just like a Word document, this show moved to this time slot, this show moved to this other time slot, you know, this show has been replaced with a different show, and before we jump to conclusions, you know, Malika may have decided that she's had a producing radio, and she quit, you know, I mean, a lot of people were jumping up and down about a new day in the morning, and that Johanna went back to teaching at Baruch. So, but I do think this is symptomatic of, you know, the station's kind of non-management. You know, you should have a, aside from the schedule, you should have an alert for, you know, just a list of shows that have been moved and where they moved to. And to just a comment on Mario's point, he's absolutely right. I mean, it would be really simple to record a 10-second part that you can shove in before the show to say this show's previously aired, clink, and then go to the show. That's it. I'm done.
All right. Thanks, Bruce. Maybe we could instead of sending Linda an email about one particular show, maybe we can word that into a suggestion for the you know the LSB and
no.
So maybe we should hang on everybody maybe no. We should maybe we should just say that we would like the program director to announce programming changes and to give a brief explanation if a show is canceled. So what do you think of that? Is that okay? All right, so that'll be a suggestion that we'll send off to the LSB. All right, Maya, you're next on the stack.
You absolutely need to do an email to Linda Perry Barr, whether you go to the LSB or not. You need to put, and you need to, it's easy to do. You have bullet points or bullet circles, and there should be at least three that you do have that email with from the discussion that we heard, because it's very important. It's become such an unprofessional operation. You're not telling people who are trying to call in that it's a rebroadcast that used to be done up until recently. That's simple. Pick up the phone. I can give it dictated to you right through the phone. If in terms of moving forward, and when a program just disappears into the ether, there has to be some way that you, and not just announcement, but you have to do something on your website, okay? But the main, what, so yeah, you can do something to the LSB, but why you put in writing to the program director at least three concerns while you're at it. Now, my question is, or my concern is around programs and station policy, is that you have to be living under a rock if you don't understand the role of podcasts and even these smart speakers. I remember I talked to someone at Amazon, which you can't even do these days because of this. They need to email you first, and then it comes up error, and then maybe if you find an order number with a supervisor. So but podcasts are what will bring in your younger generations, the Gen Z and the other young generation, that gets their attention when they hear podcasts. So if anybody, and the smart speaker too, because somebody was a D.D., Michael D.D. White, was he the one that's saying, somebody was saying on some meeting that there is a way to get BAI on streaming or on one, the Amazon smart speaker, maybe it was, don't remember the details, but you cannot ignore technology that just like Linda said, oh, we must always say
your time is up. All right, you got to wrap it up real quick, please.
That's as asinine as anything, because no organization, institution, or company does something for decades. Then you're outside, you're in a time warp, as it were. I'm through.
All right, thank you, Maya. Was there anyone else on the stack?
You could go a second round, I guess.
Well, that's what I'm asking.
Neil, I just joined the meeting. I just want to let you know I was able to get to the meeting.
Yay. All right. Thanks, Tom. Thanks for coming to the meeting. All right. So, Mario, you wanted to say something, and we're talking about programming and significant station policy.
Well, I have a question to you first. All right, it's not important. I could ask later. Frankly, I don't have my notes in front of me. There were so many faux pas that were happening. But again, to go back to, they're playing a pre-recorded show for content and reasons, and they're trying to put people who maybe had a good show, and they took calls. In this case, it was Luciano talking about trans people and all this other stuff. And it's such a hot topic, and to replay that and not take calls from the people, it was pretty strange. I don't know why the engineer didn't break in and say this is a pre-recorded show. Because you have people calling in and they just think, what's going on with this place? They pick up the phone. They don't pick up the phone. I want to call in. And so they can totally do that. They just hit a button and they can say, this is a pre-recorded show, no phone calls. You have to say it throughout the phone call section that they're playing over the air. Okay. Another time there was some dead air. Something happened this morning at 5 o'clock when Kathy Davis was engineering. The another news show didn't start for like 10 or 15 minutes, give or take. Later, she said something happened to the machinery. Who knows? So I don't know what happened there. Did she fall asleep? It's 5 in the morning. I don't know. Everything goes like my ad, something similar to my ad. Everything goes now, is in a way. And simple things that don't cost money, like keeping a certain standard, right? You want to hold your head up high and you say, look, I know that things are tough, but there's things that are in your control, like an engineer breaking in and being courteous to the audience. Yes, this is a pre-recorded show. You know, she did explain what happened, so she said, but I don't know. And then his show had to be cut off at the end. Okay. Again, they could get more diverse people and have shows with a wider range, diverse group of people. I've mentioned so many times where you can get people. A campaign of advertising to point people to the station should be put together. Now, let me end by saying this to Neil, or anyone else. Did anybody attend Serene's meeting, where it's the meeting of how to raise awareness and funds to BAI?
The timekeeper.
Yeah, that's my question.
All right, your time is up, Mario. So let me ask the question to the group. Did anyone attend Serene's?
What do they call that meeting? Outreach?
I believe it's an outreach fundraising or something or other. Did anyone attend the last meeting? It looks like no one attended, Mario.
Okay. Because I want to know what they're doing. It's their second meeting. Are they actually doing anything?
I don't know. All right. Anyone else on the stack here for programming and significant station policy?
Neil, point of information. I guess I'm tired. I'm falling asleep. But something Mario said. I guess it's probably the third point. And maybe I should do it in a motion regarding a vote from the CAB regarding something simple but effective. Report to and from the listener. Why wouldn't you? I mean, the listener came up with the buddy system, which Linda was thinking it was Bertho. But now that she knows better, I think that would be the third point of in the email. And it should be sent to every CAB member, and maybe we need to vote again, because something as simple but so powerful as why she won't reframe the report. It gives the report less credibility, because nobody uses a name based on, well, that's when we started, that was the name. You know, that causes people to associate your deterioration with doing something, especially a slogan or a banner or a meme, almost a logo, where you want to use one from the beginning of the station. That just makes no sense. I think that should be in the email. And we can even vote again, because when we voted before, I could put it in a motion. It was unanimous. Everybody, but that's fallen to the wayside, tossed to the trash, because she wants to be angry at certain people. And that's how you punk your audience. You don't thrive when you put yourself in that position. We said it. He said it. He said he was told that the African voices, the other people had to speak for them. You know. So there it is. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Maya, for that. I just want to tell everyone that the suggestion to make the WBAI report to the listener say, to and from the listener, has been on the LSB report, but the problem has been that the last two LSB meetings, a CAB report was not given. 2 months ago, the LSB meeting did not make quorum, because there was a fundraising show at I believe a nightclub or music venue, and so they did not make quorum, so there was no meeting. The last LSB meeting, the meeting went on so long that the program director did not even get to give her entire report, and the CAB report comes after the program director, so we were both just out of time, and the report did not happen. But for the next LSB meeting, which will happen in the beginning of December, I will include those suggestions that we've made over the past couple of months, including the one about the report to the listener being report to and from the listener. That will be in my report. Anyone else on the stack here for programming and significant station policy?
Denise Lundia, Steph.
Go ahead, Denise.
I want to make a suggestion that possibly prior to your submitting it to Linda and the LSB, that you enlist any of the CAB members to post the wording for our concerns pertaining to the station policy, the significant programming. It sounds like it might become more effective if we got some suggestions about the wording, so that when you email to Linda and then CC LSB, or you may want to do them separately, that the wording expresses the actual intent of the CAB listeners. And perhaps at the middle of the month or a week from now, indicate all the suggestions and see, you know, how we can actually formulate the email. That's all I have to say.
Okay. Does anyone else want to help out with the wording of the email?
My aunt.
All right, my aunt, you want to be involved with that?
Yes.
All right, so it'll be three of us. It'll be my aunt, Denise, and myself. So we'll probably... who just spoke up?
Bruce.
Bruce, you want to be on that?
No, but I have a question after you're done.
Okay, all right. So it'll be the three of us, and we'll probably... I'll get a hold of everybody, and we'll meet on free conference calling sometime in the next week or so. Bruce, you're next.
Yeah, does the station have a programming policy that anybody could send me?
Say that again. I didn't get it.
Does the station have a programming policy document that anybody could send me?
That I don't know. A programming policy document?
Well, if you have a programming policy, you should be able to write it down as to what it is. That's all I'm
saying. Mario to the stack.
All right, hang on, Mario. Let me just hang on, everybody.
Before Mario.
All right. So Bruce, how about we just make that a programming suggestion right now, that the program director establish a programming policy for the station.
I'm not being smart. The station should have some sort of written programming policy document, programming policy that you can look at. Same way you got an operating procedure for a diesel truck. Yeah, I'm done.
All right, so you want to ask first if there is a programming policy statement.
It'd be simpler just to ask if you could see it.
Okay.
My ad on the stack.
Go ahead, my ad.
Yeah, that's really gets to the core and the key. And the answer they'll probably get back. they'll have to scramble. And it should be included. Some particular, it needs to be, ask the general the way the last suggestion, to see the written programming policy from the present management. That's an excellent question. Now, when they come back and say, well, We haven't really written it up yet. Then you tell them the points that you want addressed in your programming policy. And one of the points, and why away from the station, of course there are other reasons too, but when somebody has an idea for a pilot program, there's no guidance, there's no protocol, there's nothing. And that'll turn, especially younger people and people who really have great ideas for programs, and podcasts, it fits into that too, because once you get the podcast stream going, with the younger people, you know, teenagers of 35, they will recognize that. Then you can have many, many programs, and it would also be a source of revenue. So, yeah, let's work on that. That's an easy email to do, to send a copy of their programming policy, and when they come back short or deficient, then you put in your bullet points of what, after you've thought about what do you want to see in a programming policy protocol. Thank you.
Christmas. Yeah. All right. Thank you for that, Maya. Bruce, I think you're going to be after Mario.
That's all right.
Mario, you're next on the stack.
Hi. Okay. The programming policy, in my opinion and my observations, is not to have a policy. I've been asking for 10 years now, how do you get a show? And it perplexed people for a while until Linda came up with an answer. She said it at one of the LSB meetings during her report, and this was when they had an LSB meeting at the Theater for the New City on 11th Street and 2nd Avenue. If you want a show, you just put together a presentation and just send it to us and put in an essay and your idea and send it to Berthold, and we'll look at it. So that's the policy that she outed verbally at a meeting to get a show. Now, how do you keep a show? How a show is rated? I'm pretty sure that they must have something from the past that was standardized, because there were too many people and too many characters, and they had to come up with something. It's just been quashed. In my opinion, the people who do most of the programming here is the LSB, in my opinion. You have two factions, and they do most of the programming, and you can't really change some of the programs that they like, that they put forward. Now you have a socialist group, you have the DSA, and they have programming, communist programming, that they're all friends with each other. They all nod to each other. You know, Code Pink talks about three or four others. I don't know. I can't keep up with it anymore mentally, unless I have my notes in front of me. So, if they had a protocol and they had a manual and the way that Bruce described, then there would be accountability. So to not have accountability, you don't have it standardized. I think I got about 45 seconds left. So if you have something written that's supposed to be equal for everybody, right, then people can point to that and say, wait a second, this show gets favoritism. Look at the rules here. I mean, you have the LSB doesn't follow their own bylaws. They don't do 12 or 13 things that they're mandated to do by their fiduciary. Nobody makes them accountable. The people don't. Maybe one day. So this is not done because they're stupid. It's done because they're smart. That doesn't make them wise. They're not wise. They don't know how to run a station. They don't know how to run a community. Right. They don't speak to the community. But
your time is up, Mario.
Yeah, they're smart enough to not have a policy that people can see. maybe I'll make a motion.
All right. Thanks for that, Mario. Okay, thank you.
I want to make a motion before this section. Before this section's over, I want to make a motion.
Right.
Bruce, you're next on my app, please. Bruce, you're next on the stack.
Takes precedence. Mario, he needs to clarify whether he's paid the $25 or done 3 hours. 3 hours. We have to go by the Pacifica bylaw that requires Robert's Rules of Order, and someone who is not a member cannot make a motion. You can participate in the discussions and suggestions.
Okay. I have to address that, please. Number one, we are not under the Pacifica National Board. Okay. You have to read... The CPB, Mayette, I'm speaking, Mayette. You have to read the CPB requirements and regulations for a cab. You have to read that. Mayette, I'm speaking, Mayette. Okay, you have to read that, Mayette. And, I'll tell you what it says, Mayette. It says that cab. Mayette, will you be quiet, please? I'm trying to talk. The CPB requirements state, plain and simple, that cabs must not be under the group's jurisdiction. Okay, we must be independent of the governing board. And the governing board is the Pacifica National Board. And according to CPB requirements, we have to be independent. We must be independent of the Pacifica National Board. So we are not under Pacifica bylaws. We have our own bylaws. And that's what we're under. And we are also under CPB requirements. Now, we got to move forward with this.
Mayette,
you're out of order right now. There's another person on the stack.
Okay.
Bruce, hang on, Mayette. You're out of order, Mayette. Bruce, you're next on the stack. Go ahead, Bruce.
Yeah. I don't want to get into the blue shirt, red shirt aspect of this, but if you go and you Google radio station programming policy, those words exactly like that, come up with programming policy and guidelines 91.9 Fresh FM, which is a pretty nice document. Good example. You come up with, holy moly, programming community radio toolkit. There's a www.communityradiotoolkit.net, WGMU radio policies and procedures, programming community, and et cetera, et cetera. So it's not rocket science. We can go and plagiarize one of these. And then to address the issue of Mario, I happen to know that he mows the lawn at the radio station every month, and it takes him about 3.5 hours. So I think that qualifies him. All right. All right.
Thanks for the humor.
Mario on the stack.
Denise on the
stat. All right, Mario and Denise, and we got to be wrapping up this section pretty quick now, people. So it's Mario and Denise.
To expand or answer on what one of the things Mayette said, she said the 3 hours to volunteer. I've asked Neil to find out from Berthold what that is, and I would like to do that. Whether it's handing out flyers. Neil was doing a thing where you had to go to the train station a couple of months back and hand out flyers. That's volunteering. It's not volunteering at the station, but it's volunteering for the station.
You have to work at the station, Mario.
Okay. So how do you do that then if this is one of the ways you can get a membership? So we need to know that. So maybe that's an answer you can get back to us with.
Yeah,
that's
point
one.
Of order.
Yeah, hang on, Mayette. Mario, as far as I know, you have to volunteer at this station.
What is that? You're in communication with Bertolt. What is the volunteer? I mean, I can go and ask. I can go there one day, I guess, if I swing. Actually, I'm scheduled to go to the neighborhood. I'll stop by and ask that question. I actually have
to go
to the neighborhood not far from the station in about a week. So I will go ask that question. I'll get back to you guys on that, the volunteering part. See if I get any.
The other thing is that
this is a good idea. Bruce mentions policies of other stations. What is ours? That's what we're asking for here. And if they don't have one, they need to come up with one. Because how do you get a show? It's something that came to me organically, and it's one of the most powerful things to ask, especially from a community advisory board. How do you get a show over here? Basically, it's what Bruce was saying earlier. What is the policy? That's part of the policy. So I'll use my time to make the motion. I'm making a motion. It will be voted on by you guys. A motion that the cab,
cannot make a motion, Mr. Chairman. Now
we discussed this.
My app, you have to be quiet.
The whole thing about a motion.
I need everyone to be quiet. My app, you have to stop. Everyone be quiet for a second. First of all, in a cab meeting that we had 2 or 3 months ago,
right,
the cab voted on this issue, and we voted to allow a non-member of the cab to make a motion.
Tom, speak up, please. Miss, point of order. That's why Tom said nothing was settled. You needed to have a two-thirds vote.
You're out of order.
Okay, you're out of order.
So what was the two?
Can I try to clarify?
Everybody come to order, please. Everyone come to order. The cab voted to allow a non-member to make a motion, but the motion has to be seconded by a cab member. And then only cab members can vote on the motion. That is what we passed at a cab meeting 2 or 3 months ago. Okay, so that issue is settled.
If you change a major rule regarding prior history, and you keep saying that you some bylaw that you need to send me, it would need a two-thirds vote. That's even Tom Marotta knew that, and that's why he said an hour a time.
No, it does not need a two-thirds. We are not under Maya. You're out of order, please. You have to be quiet, Maya. You're out of order, Maya. Well, you keep saying you're done, and then you keep talking. So listen, let me talk. Let me talk, Maya. Okay. First of all, we are not under. We are not Maya. Stop. We are not under Robert's rules of order. There is no two-thirds vote that has to be taken. We voted on the issue 2 or 3 meetings ago, and that is what was passed, okay? And so Mario wants to make a motion, so Mario, proceed with your motion, and then it will have to be seconded by a cab member. Go ahead, Mario.
Okay. I'm just making a motion to get a copy of the station policy, if there is one. So the motion is the cab would like a copy of the station's programming policy. That's it. And if there isn't one, when will they be one?
All right, so
that's making it complicated. The cab would like a copy of or guidelines of WBAI and or Pacifica. That's the motion, because it could be Pacifica. It doesn't necessarily be. So the New York cab The motion is
the
New York Cab would like a copy of all guidelines of programming policy in Pacifica and or New York station.
Okay, that needs a second. Does anyone second the motion?
Bruce with a stack.
Hang on, Bruce. Does anyone second Mario's motion?
I want to make a slight change, and then I'll second it.
Well, you want to make a change to the wording. Go ahead, Bruce.
He can do that. I'll defer to Bruce.
No.
Go ahead, Bruce.
I'm going to suggest that you don't muddy the waters and combine two things, and you just very simply ask for a copy of WBAI's programming policy.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'll change my motion, Neil. I'll change the motion to the New York Cab would like a copy of WBAI's programming policy.
All right, Mario, let me address that prior to getting a second, and that is that we already established a little committee with Maya, Denise, and myself to come up with wording to send an email to Linda, and that is going to be part of our email to Linda. So I don't see the purpose of this motion that you're trying to make.
No, a motion.
It's already going to be addressed. So
okay,
I would like you to withdraw your motion.
A motion. The motion here is making this much more official, and it's a vote. So it's different than just an email. You understand? It's a motion passed or not passed. So that's up to you. I made a motion, so it's got to be, you got to go for second, and if it's not second, then it fails, but it's the same thing. But just so you're sure, so you're very clear, a motion passed by any group is much more powerful, and it needs to be mentioned to whoever the motion is to be sent to, in this case, Linda and Berthold. I would put in the motion that Linda and Berthold be sent the motion. Separately from whatever other email. So the motion is the New York Cab would like a copy of the station policy from Berthold and Linda.
Could I go on the there's a decision made?
Hang on. Before we have a discussion on the motion now, we need someone to second the motion.
Right, not an email, a motion.
Mario, we're asking for a second, so you have to be quiet. Does anyone second the motion? All right, the motion is not seconded, so the motion fails.
Okay.
And I believe Denise, you're last on the stack, and Denise, you're going to have to be. You're going to have to be like the last person on the stack here.
We
got to move on.
I will be brief. But Tom is also wanting to be on this set. I will be brief
enough so that Tom can be included as well.
I am now starting the timing. Pertaining to the motion and suggestion, I think that some people have thoughts about a non-member making a motion. Perhaps we might want to put that vote through again because I have some thoughts about it as well after the fact. Pertaining to what my ad spoke about, two-thirds of the vote. No, we are not part of the LSD or any of the other controlled groups, nor are we following the bylaws of the Thomas bylaws. When you have a two-thirds vote, you have a monopoly, not a majority. The CAB wants to reflect the majority of the people, not to request that it be a monopoly. It skirts the issue of democracy. So I would say to anyone to look at the CPV bylaws, which we have provided. Look at the CAB bylaws, which we have provided, and that will eliminate a lot of this bickering. I'm going to step down so that Tom can speak.
All right. Thanks for that, Denise. Tom, go ahead.
I just wanted to say, in connection with the programming station policy of BAI, basically, I believe there is no written statement. They are using their mission statement as their guideline. They have a mission statement, and they're using of their mission statement, that's where they get the guidelines of how they pick a program. And I think very clearly, Mario spelled out, like at a meeting that he attended where Linda just came out and said, if you want a program, submit something to us. We'll take a look at it and see what happens. And that's probably, in fact, how it works. So I'm just saying there's probably no specific, four-page document. They just going by their mission statement, that's how they decide to have what programs they pick.
Neil, All right.
Thanks for that, Tom. So people, we got to move on with this meeting here. I would like to go to other issues.
Could we go to minutes? Did we do the minutes or?
Oh yeah. Tom is here. Tom, do you have October's minutes?
Yes, I have the minutes. I have an update on Patty Logan Memorial and a couple of other fast things.
So go ahead, Tom.
Okay. CAB meeting of October 16, 2022. There was a WBAI CAB meeting on October 16, 2022 at 1 o'clock, and it was handled by Maestro conference calls. Those attending were Neil Voss, Denise Joyce, Bruce Greif, Mayette, Daryl McPherson, Eleanor Elizabeth Foreman, John Hoffman, and myself, Tom Murata. Voting members present were Neil Voss, Denise Joyce, Bruce Greif, Mayette, Daryl McPherson, Eleanor Elizabeth Foreman, and Tom Murata. The agenda was A, roll call, B, agenda, C, minutes of last meeting, D, guest speakers, E, programming and significant station policy, F, other issues, G, next meeting date. The meeting started at 1:07. The attendance was taken. Quorum was reached. The agenda was read and accepted. The minutes for September 18, 2022 were read with approved amendments. Denise Joyce was the timekeeper. Under D, guest speakers, John Hoffman, who was invited by Mayette, with the CAB's approval, addressed the CAB and took all questions. The key heart of his message was the Roberts Rules of Order and how they can be looked to make more effective and smooth-running meetings. He emphasized the importance of balance between the exact letter of the law that are in Roberts Rules of Order and the practicality of allowing flexibility in the rules to allow a more effective meeting. The idea is to strike a good balance to allow the Roberts Rules of Order structure to create a smooth-running, easy path through the meeting that allows people to get things done without getting a whole lot of time wasted on procedure. One of the more important components of a well-run meeting is for all attending to have a respect for the meeting by keeping a decent level of decorum.
This is commentary.
Well, no, that's the exact statement that came out of Mr. Hoffman's mouth. That was one of the main things he said. It was a commentary on his part.
So Mario, hang on, Tom. Hang on. Mario, you have to let Tom read the minutes, okay? So proceed, Tom. Go ahead.
And
continue.
That was John Hoffman's comment. Basically, he said, again, one of the more important components of a well-run meeting is for all attending to have a respect for the meeting by keeping a decent level of decorum. It allows people to get things done with less distraction from people who have strong opposing opinions. He also offered us a way to get copies of various versions of the Roberts Rules of Order. He concluded his presentation with offering us help with anything and gave us his email address, bxbqu@gmail.com. He was thanked by Chair Neil and others for the time he gave us. Under E, programming and significant station policy, 9 out of 10 listeners that have continually listened but not supported the radio station. Let me get that right. Under programming and significant station policy, a number of suggestions were made. One was to move Ralph Nader's program to a more prime time slot so more people can be aware of the good info he shares. And another was to find a way to reach the 9 out of 10 listeners that have continued to listen but not supported the radio station. Another was to move some of the music programs to the morning or earlier in the evening. Another to bring back the opera program that would be popular and raise money. Under other issues, moving from Maestro conference calls to Zoom was discussed. Neil Voss and Tom Rada said they would investigate the benefits and the mechanics and the cost and advantage of this move. there's a cost involved there. Also, Neil told us how we could get the new BAI approved flyer and call for volunteers to spend time to pass these flyers around the city. Neil and Denise volunteered to start this effort. On the G-Next meeting, the next meeting will be November 20th, 2022 at 1 o'clock and will be held by Maestro conference calls. And this is the number I called in on 1-609-309-1058. And the passcode was 641-711. And then the meeting closed at 3:41.
All right, thanks a lot for that, Tom. Do we accept the October minutes?
Yes.
No objections to the October minutes, so we will now proceed with...
Could I give you an update on Patty Logan's memorial?
Oh, yeah, do that, Tom. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got a call from Daniel Alberti 2 days ago, and I called him back last night, and I haven't gotten a call back from him, but he's going to give me the details on what they plan to do. I had an incredible phone call conversation with him 2 weeks ago. It went on maybe an hour and 10 minutes. He's like a lifelong friend of hers, and said it would be great if we could get together in person and have a memorial sometime in January. And then possibly, he investigated this, and it would be against the law in New York State and New York City to put somebody's ashes in the water. That is against the law. And I said, well, the people he talked to, they're obligated to tell him that. But the main thing they wanted to do is to get together where everybody can share their remembrances of her. And he gave me incredible, going back to the early days when BAI was at 30, I believe it was 36th Street and 8th Avenue, and where she was out there, and she was pregnant with baby out there in freezing cold demonstrating on something in connection with BAI and a whole bunch of other stuff that she was involved with. And but again, he said that when he get the details, he'd get back to me. I got called 2 days ago. I haven't got back. As soon as I get details on the memorial for Patty Logan, which hopefully takes place sometime in early January, I want to pass it all on to you. I also wanted to address something that Mayette brought up. This is something that I found out about 2 months ago on one of Jim Dingman's calls that were involving things about Pacifica and WBAI, that there's an app. There's a Pacifica app. You have a smartphone, and you go to look for Pacifica app. There's a Pacifica app, and you can listen to BAI and Pacifica on your smartphone. I never knew you could do that. I said, you got to get this the BAI into smartphones. And yes, there is. There's an app, and you could listen to WBAI on your smartphone. I never knew you could do that. We're getting closer to the younger people who don't do anything other than stuff through their smartphone. And the last thing I wanted to bring up, Jim Dingman sent out a message today that there's a meeting 8:30 tonight about all things Pacifica, economics and everything else, and all things WBAI. And he had like a contact number to call if you wanted to attend that meeting, and he gave numbers for all around the country. So I don't know how many people are going attending, but the meeting is called by Jim Dingman. It's about all things Pacifica and the BAI, and I can give you the numbers to the meeting. There's two ways of getting there.
Tom, hang on. Is it on KPFTX?
Actually, I don't know. All I know is that it was on an email he sent me today in the morning.
What are the numbers?
Two sets of numbers. There's one set of numbers. Yes, one is just from the New York area. It's one just single telephone number, and that's it. But the other number, the first number is 868-911-40-4078, and the passcode is 583079.
Wait a minute. Could you repeat that, please?
Yes, I'm sorry. And you gotta not want to punch me if my penmanship fouls this up, but it's the meeting number for Jim Dingman's 8:30 meeting tonight is 868, then 911-40-4078, and the passcode is 583079. And the other one, it says it has listed Chicago, Los Angeles, New York. And if you're calling from New York, you said if you just call 646-558-8255. 8656, you'll get through. Now, just give me 2 seconds. I just want to double-check this.
What's that 646 number again?
646-558-8656. Now, I just want to make double-check
56 or 58? You said 58.
I'm sorry. I had it wrong. It's 56. Now, I just want to get back to that email. So you're not coming
What's
back
the passcode?
There isn't any. That's all there is. Now, let me check the numbers again. This is the numbers that I gave you for the New York. Yeah, here it is. Join us on Zoom. And again, it's 868-91-404078. And the passcode for the first number was 583-079. That's correct. Now, then it has a list of like 14 numbers. And for the New York area, it's 1-646-558-8656. And it says dial by your location.
Okay. The 646 number is the phone number to dial in. The 868 number, the 868 number is looks like the meeting ID, and the 6 number thing was the password. If you got all these things right.
I think you got that exactly right. Just as you said, yes, that's exactly
right.
All right,
guys, we've got to move along here. Next thing on the agenda is H, other issues. And in other issues, we need to know who wants to run for the cab officer positions that are going to be open for 2023.
Denise.
You're nominating Denise?
Yeah.
All right, hang on, guys. The officer positions that are available are all three positions. They are chair, vice chair, and recording secretary. So anyone interested in running for any of those positions?
A point of order question to you, Neil, Mario.
Go ahead, Mario.
Please explain to the group that if no one steps forward and no one else is elected, what happens?
Well, someone could make a motion to cover that issue. That would be up to them.
What do you mean cover that issue?
Well, to cover the issue.
Doesn't it default to you remaining as chair?
Well, it may very well come to that.
Okay. And Tom still be the secretary if he wants to do it. Okay. I just wanted to be clear on that.
All right. Well, I'm hoping that some people will step forward and want to run for any of these positions. Anyone want to step forward?
I nominate Bruce Grieve for chair.
I decline.
Okay.
All right, guys.
This is going to go well, Neil. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, someone needs to make a motion to cover the impasse that we're currently in right now.
Denise on the staff.
Go ahead, Denise.
Based on what I see with our group, we sort of need to organize ourselves a little better and move in a more successful way. I want to suggest that perhaps we placate or postpone this election for, let's say, 3 months, see how everything goes going forward and who really rises to the, to the top of the cream, so that when we vote, we'll be voting for people who have been able to get some things resolved and accomplished. And within 3 months, I think that we should be able to get that done. If Mario wants to find out if he can qualify by volunteering by whatever Bruce was saying or what the criteria are, if the other people, Mayan, Daryl, all the other people, we all start to pull together a little more better than we're doing currently and get some more things accomplished, particularly this letter that we're going to be authoring, our concerns and requests, and see what we can manifest within the next 3 months. Perhaps we will really have some powerful people that we feel assured about taking over our beloved cab. That's my suggestion. Postponing it until 3 months. Let's see what we can accomplish, and then let's have the election. That's just my suggestion.
Hang on, everybody. My take on what you're saying, Denise, is the 3 months should start counting in the new year. Okay, so it would be January, February, and March.
Yes, and I'm putting that as a motion because we're struggling still a little too much, and we don't know the merit of some of the other people and their intent to take these positions. It's very important what we're doing. You're talking about the whole upper echelons of our CAB, and we want to make sure that the CAB continues and thrives with people
right,
who are going to be fair and ethical.
All right, thanks for that, Denise. Now we need a second on the motion.
Could I go on the stack? Can I make a comment on that?
Hang on, we have a second.
There's a motion on the floor. You could discuss in the discussion if it pertains to
the
motion.
All right, okay.
So who seconded the motion?
Bruce, but I want to make a comment.
Oh, okay. So now the motion is up for discussion. And I think, who was first, Mario?
Yeah. Now, it's actually more of a point of order. I don't think you can do that unless there's some serious emergency, like the station burned down, or I don't think you could postpone with a motion an election. The time period is the time period. What it does is, Neil explained to me, that it defers to, like I said, well, let's go month to month until somebody steps up, and then you step down. And then he says, no, it would be more like a term of 12 months, a year, and then it's done, then you have another election. So if nobody steps up, you know, because what we're doing here is that, it's the same thing. It's like somebody saying, hey, wait a second, we're not ready to have election day. And so let's postpone it. It doesn't go that way. This is the Community Advisory Board would not like that. The CPB.
Let me address your comment.
If the terms are over, see, we have to be able to. This should have been already done. We have to be able to be on point and working, functioning. We shouldn't have to delay an election. It's a solution, but it's a reflection on the CAB. I don't think she nominated me, but I want to say right now I do not want to be the chair.
I didn't nominate
because
you.
I was also told off the record by Ellis Beers. I won't tell you who they are. They said frankly, if I become the chair, they're going to mess up the CAB. They're going to take it over because I'm the German Shepherd. A lot of people have gotten insulted by what I say, and that's on them. That wasn't my intention, but they're holding a grudge.
Is your time up, Mario?
Well, no, hold on. This is explaining. So they're holding a grudge. So it's going to be dangerous for the CAB in its present form if I even go near the, you know. I could get myself elected.
You're not a member.
No. If I wanted to, I could get myself elected. I would work towards that. But then I don't want to do that. Okay? So there was an example the last time, last year. If I really wanted to be elected as CAB, I could do it. But I don't want to. I think secretary I would like to do. That would be more challenging to me because it would also mean I have to step up my game and stay on top of that. We need a secretary that is more technical. More with the emailing and everything else. No offense to Tom, busy guy, I guess. If no one steps up, so I mean, you guys certainly could do what you want, but I just want, again, let me make the final point, and that's what the point of the whole thing was. I don't think I almost want to say allowed to postpone an election because you're not ready.
Okay, I'd like to be on the stack.
All right, so thanks a lot for that, Mario. Anyone else want to
address
the motion?
I do.
Tom, go ahead, Tom.
I sort of like to completely agree with that. The whole idea is for the cab to function, we have to have people in place January 1st, 2023. Whatever the combination, we have to have something in place.
All right, thanks for that, Tom. Anyone else on the staff to discuss the motion? We're only discussing the motion.
Bruce from the stack.
Go ahead, Bruce.
I'm not going to get like Robert's rules crazy. What I'm going to say is I think the three people we've got are doing a good job, and if they weren't term limited, we wouldn't have a problem, and we should just continue with the three people we've got, you know, until we get some more people into the cab, because, I mean, there's only like eight of us or nine or whatever. So I think the people that are doing the job now are doing a fine job. Deal with the term limit problem. Give yourself a 3-month continuance or whatever arrangement you want to make, and you know, let's go do some stuff. That's it. I'm done.
All right. Thanks for that, Bruce. Any other comments on the motion? Only on the motion. All right. I'm going to make a comment. I'd like to address Mario's concerns, and Mario, the reason why we're doing this is because no one stepped up to run for any of the officer positions. So we don't have any other choice. That's why we're doing it. We don't have any other choice. So
what is the prestige of that?
Denise, quickly read the motion again, and then it's already been seconded, and then if there's no objections, it'll pass. So read the motion again, please, Denise.
Okay, I didn't write it down, but simply, in view of the fact that we don't have anyone who is running for these positions, and right now we are somewhat, we need to work on organizing our group a little bit more, that we postpone our election for 3 months, giving us an opportunity to accomplish a little more than what we have determined thus far, and then having another opportunity for our election in March. Hopefully by then we'll be able to resolve some of the challenges that we're facing at the CAB. It's very important that we keep the CAB running in the interim and running as efficiently as we can. So simply postponing the election for 3 months, because I don't think that really we want to keep that situation where there's no opportunity for elections. I want us to be able to create an environment where we will encourage people to want to take the responsibility, because quite honestly, right now, we're a little helter-skelter. And I think that's why a lot of people are not saying too much about taking the position. But I think if we have a chance to organize ourselves a little more, we've got the 3 minutes going quite well. People are relinquishing their spots as they should. We are moving along in a timely fashion. We spoke about ending this meeting at 3:30. That looks like that will happen. You know, we are moving now in the correct direction. We all have personal lives. We shouldn't be 5:30 in the afternoon at one meeting. I believe we will end at 3:30 as we intended. And that is one of the main accomplishments that should be happening for any organization, to end their meetings in a timely fashion, to dialogue in a timely and courteous fashion, and to get things, as Bruce says, get stuff done.
All right. Thanks, Denise. So Denise read the motion, and are there any objections to the motion?
I object. I vote no on that.
You object. Then it has to come to a vote.
Yes.
All right. Okay.
The reason I do is the LSP will use it as an excuse. Oh, we're going to take over the cab. They can't even run their affairs, as Mario was saying. They'll use this as an excuse. Look, they only have 7 people on the cab and they can't come up with anybody. That's, you know, we got to take that over. So I don't want to give them any excuses. We have to have somebody in place by January, and so I'm objecting and calling for a vote.
Well, if the motion passes, there will be people in the officer positions in January, Tom.
But they'll say, was there an election? And they say, no, there was an election. They couldn't figure it out. They had seven people. We had started with 10 people. We lost Ron Fetcher. We lost Annette Kripke. We lost Patty Logan. We're down to seven. And they said within seven people.
What are we going to do?
All right, Tom.
Well,
so you're Duchess, so we have to come to. No, Mario, you're not a member of the cab, so you're out of the discussion
now. Hold on.
Yes, Mario, you're out of the discussion right now. We have to move along. So we have to take a vote.
Why wasn't this 3 months done 3 months ago? What's going to be different?
Well, already we've
Mario, we're not. Hey, hang on, Denise. We're not discussing the motion anymore. We're taking a vote.
Oh,
so
okay,
if you vote, if you vote,
that's
yes,
it's a vote. Go ahead.
Then you want Denise's motion to pass. That will postpone the vote for 3 months and see if anyone wants the officer position at that time.
Go to a vote.
Yeah, we're going to a vote. Yes. So if you vote yes, you're voting for the 3 month extension. So let's go down the list here. Hang on a second, Daryl. How do you vote, Daryl? All right, I don't hear Daryl. Denise, how do you vote?
I vote yes.
You vote yes. Neil, I vote yes. Mayette, how do you vote? No, I don't hear Mayette. Bruce, how do you vote?
Yes.
And Tom, I guess you vote no.
Right.
Oh, okay, you voted no. All right, so the yeses have it.
Neil, go again for the members that have not voted and see if they come up now.
Okay, is Daryl here? Daryl, how do you vote? I don't hear Daryl.
Uh-huh.
And is Eleanor here? Eleanor, how do you vote? I don't hear anybody. So the yeses have it.
You got to call my ad again, please.
Pardon?
My ad.
Please call my ad again. She is a member.
Oh, my ad. How do you vote? My ad.
Neil, point of order. How many members are there currently today?
Seven.
Can you hear me?
First of all, hang on a second for that question. Daryl, you're here?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Did you hear the motion?
I've been here all along. I was unable. I had to call back in order to unmute.
Oh, sorry about that, Daryl. How do you vote on the motion?
I agree with the motion.
Okay, so you vote yes. All right, so the yeses
again,
pay. Who was that?
Mayette, ask for Mayette one more time.
All right, is Mayette, how do you vote?
She may be experiencing the same challenge. Ask her to hang up and call back in.
All right, Mayette, hang up and call back in if you want to vote. And if Eleanor is here.
Neil, how many members are members to the CAB president
seven
today?
I believe
seven?
The CAB has seven members.
And what was quorum?
Please stop asking about quorum.
Quorum was three people, Mario.
Okay.
If there was an odd number of CAB members, quorum is 50% of the next lowest even number.
Okay.
So quorum would be three people.
Okay.
All right, I don't hear anything from Mayette or Eleanor. And even if Mayette were here and she voted no, she would still be outvoted. So as it stands, there are four yeses and one no. So the motion passes.
So the elections are going to take place in February.
No, March. Three months.
No, that's
starting
not
in January.
That's
Mr. Chair, point of order. Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chair. Go ahead. Please speak. Who is this?
Daryl.
No, it's not Daryl. Who wants to address
Daryl
the group?
Daryl is trying to speak. Can you hear me, Neil?
Oh, Daryl. Yes. Okay, Daryl. Go ahead.
Neil, can we please stop having crosstalk with someone who isn't even on the committee?
Yeah. Well, we were waiting for Mayak to come on, but she's not coming on. And like I said, even if she came on and voted no, the yeses still win the motion. Okay? So the motion passes, and we had a discussion about when the 3 months would start, and the 3 months would start in January. And the reason for that is that in order to become a CAB member, you have to be a member of the station, and you have to attend 3 out of 4 CAB meetings. So counting the meeting in December, the meeting in January, February, and March, that would be 4 meetings, which would allow people to become a CAB member. So the motion has passed, and let's go on with the the agenda here. We're gonna redo. Hang on, everybody. We're gonna redo a couple of announcements. Okay, go ahead, Denise.
We have enough time to end at 3:30. Still, I'm just gonna say very quickly, because of what is going on. If a situation where LSB says we don't have enough people, I would step in and nominate myself and see if I can be voted in. That's not the problem. That's not what we are facing. We have to organize ourselves in such a way that we can accomplish what we're supposed to accomplish as CAB members. We can't have this back and forth interruption kind of dialogue. Mary asked the question. I'm going to end in a minute. Mary said, what's going to be the difference between now and 3 months? In 2.5 months, we have now placed a time frame for people to dialogue, 3 minutes. That has moved the meeting along very nicely. In 3 months, we have been able to decide how long a guest speaker can speak. In 3 months, we have been able to get the WBAI bulletin board online. In 3 months, we have been able to get the lines for call-ins open. If you look at the percentage of producers that have been opening their phone lines for callers to call in, the percentage has at least been up by 50%. Look and be observant. We've accomplished a lot, but we have to get much more organized and be more courteous and ethical to each other. And as Bruce said, get stuff done.
Hey. All right. Thanks for that. Hang on, everybody. And who wants to speak?
That's Mario.
Mario, listen, we're about to wrap up the meeting, so it's like I'm not giving you 3 minutes.
You got a minute,
Mario.
There's something wrong with the motion itself. Look, I'm not making this up. It's your people's words. Our motion was postpone the election for 3 months. The election is December. The person takes over January. 3 months postponing the election is December, January,
no,
February.
The election takes place in December, my dear. The person is put in office in January. The election has to transpire.
Neil, I had the floor. I recognize.
No. You don't have the floor anymore. Your minute is up. I want to address what you said.
But it's a procedural.
Yeah, for a minute. Your minute is up, Mario. You have to be quiet. I want to address what you said. I want to address what you said, Mario.
You postponed the meeting for 3 months. The election.
Yes,
that's February.
We talked about that prior to. we talked about that prior to the vote, and I clarified it, and I asked if the 3 months was going to start in January.
The
answer was yes.
They did attend January.
You're out of order, Mario. We got to move on.
No, you're right. You're just talking over people saying you're out of order. You're not allowing somebody to explain.
You're out of order, Mario.
People have to come 3 months to qualify. That's December, January, and February.
Mario, listen, I don't care how you count it. The CAB voted.
Well, what's another month? But what I'm trying to tell you is the motion was postponed in March, Mario.
So we got to move on here with the announcements. Rosalie Hoffman.
Wait a minute. The election is in
March. No, you're out of order, Mario. You're out of order. You have to be quiet.
When does
you have to be quiet, Mario?
When does the person take over?
Mario, you're out of order.
But when does the newly elected person take over?
Mario, you're out of order, for Christ's sakes. Will you be quiet? Listen, I want to make this announcement real quick. Rosalie Hoffman needs people to help her set up an online auction to benefit WBAI. She needs people with computer skills. If anyone can help her, please call 347-361-0219. Okay. Now, if anyone wants to become a CAB member, you have to be a member of WBAI, and then you have to attend 3 out of 4 CAB meetings, which will mean going forward that you will have to attend the December meeting, January, February, and March. Okay? So you'll have to attend 3 out of 4 of those meetings. And then you will become a CAB member.
Just at 4 meetings.
You have to attend 3 out of 4 meetings, Mario. Can't you hear me? And it's in our bylaws.
But 3 out of 4 means 3 meetings.
Mario, listen, whatever you say, Mario, is fine with me. However you understand it is okay. Okay, we got to move on with the meeting here. The next meeting shall be the third Sunday in December. Does anybody happen to know what day that is?
December 18th.
December 18th. All right, the next meeting will be December 18th, 2022. And I declare this meeting adjourned. And thank you, everyone, for coming to the meeting and taking part. I think we got a lot done today. And I'll see you in December. Thanks a lot, everybody.
Thank you for having me. And I speak to you in December.
Have a great
weekend. We got a nice fighting spirit.
We're
gonna get this thing done.
All right, John. Thanks so much for coming, and thanks everybody.
Good month.
Thanks to you all.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.